Okay, so we're on page 2. We're only a few pages behind. We'll have to catch up. Volume 36, May 2nd, 1938. I was doing my round, it should be making my round in the creation to trace all the acts done in the divine will. So that's what we're going to begin to learn. We're going to learn how to make our round in the divine will. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter Louisa, creation is the sweetest enchantment of our love manifested toward creatures. Okay, so as St. Thomas Aquinas teaches us, you see the love of God in creation. Okay, so Jesus explains that. It is the sweetest enchantment of our love manifested toward souls. There is the blue of the sky with its stars, the bright sun, the air, the wind, the sea, always fixed, never moving, telling man our incessant love. Then on the ground there are the flowers, the plants, the trees, the tiny grass, each blade, each of them has a voice, emotion, and love, life of their creator, even the most tiny blade of grass, to tell everybody the love story of the one triune God who created them. So again, we can see the love of God in everything that's out there. Everything there is the I love you of God. And we have to begin, now this is why I'm saying, you have to begin to hear it, to see it, to taste it, to smell it, to touch it. You have to take all this I love yous, all the I love yous, and you have to recognize it. Now, one of the things that we've mentioned this before, but once Louisa was born, then what happened was the devil produced all the sports, hockey, tennis, golf, baseball, basketball, soccer, all the sports came into being. After 1860, 1865. The reason is the devil doesn't want us to focus on these writings. You have, television, you have internet, you have movies, everybody's writing a book. What God is asking of us to do is to focus on the book of heaven. And that's our job. To not don't get distracted by the things of the world. Everything has to fall apart. Everything does. So if you're so attached to trying to hold the wall up, you're going to just get crushed by it. Everything has to collapse. It has to. So, look at your families. Every family is going through a trial, a tribulation. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, everybody's going through that. Why? Is it because God doesn't care? No, it's because he's got the great gift of the divine will that's coming. And so he's saying to everyone, get ready for this gift. Focus on this gift. And Jesus says the majority of people cannot focus on this gift because their human will is so strong. So he says to us who want to link ourselves to Louisa, then you have this gift. You do this for not only your family, but for all the human generations. So, Jesus continues. It seems, Louisa continues, it seems that things created in the earth die, but it's not true. Rather, they rise again. Okay, Jesus is speaking, I'm sorry. But even more beautiful. Okay, so, everything is going to be more and more beautiful. And God is asking us to participate in that. There is nothing other than the new resurrection of God's love towards creatures. Okay, so this new resurrection of God's love, we have to begin to live this. But while they seem to be dying in order to give a sweet surprise of love, they rise again more beautiful. God puts the new enchantment of blooming fruits under everybody's eyes to be loved. Now, one can say that each flower and plant carries the kiss of the I love you of its creator to Louisa, the one who is looking at it and takes it. So again, okay, for each flower, for each plant is a kiss. It's an I love you. Okay, going back to God through Louisa. This is why our supreme love expects that in everything. The creature, Louisa, recognizes us, triune God, and sends to us her I love you. Okay, but this now is talking about us. But we try on God, wait in vain. We're the ones that are. See, we have to be linked to Louisa. If this is Louisa's gift, if you're not linked to Louisa, we're not going to be able to pray the round of creation. Like a lot of people say to me, I love St. Teresa's prayers. I love St. Ignatius' prayers. I love St. Francis's prayers. And I say to them, well, you have to let go of those in order to embrace the divine will. And they go, no, I love the blue book. I'm going to pray the blue book every day. I'm going to make sure that is done. You know, the penitential book. And I love the prayers of St. Gertrude. I love the prayers of St. Teresa. Well, again, all those prayers were written in the human will of a saint. God wants more than that. He wants us to embrace the divine will through the newborn, Louisa Picaretta. That's why the Book of Heaven is so important for us. Following Jesus and Mary with Louisa in the round. Okay, it's always Jesus and Mary. When you ever see Jesus, Jesus says, when my name is mentioned, my mother is meant, my name is mentioned too. It's always Jesus and Mary. The new Adam and the new Eve. And now they have a newborn, Louisa. My poor intelligence followed the life of my sweet Jesus in the divine will in which I, Louisa, found him in the act of continuing his life when he was on earth. And oh, how many marvels, how many surprises of love never thought of. So here, well, Louisa's doing the round of redemption, okay? Continuing his life when on earth. How many marvels. And just imagine being with Jesus as he's walking along the Sea of Galilee. Imagine what he can talk to you about. How many surprises of love never thought of by any human before. See, it's to actually be with Jesus, to be with Mary. This becomes our life, the new Adam and the new Eve. In fact, the divine fiat encloses all the acts of the life of Jesus as in the act of always repeating them for love of souls. In order to give to each one Jesus' entire life, his holy sufferings, his ardent love. So my sweet Jesus, all goodness told me, my little daughter Louisa of my volition, my love wants to pour itself out. My love feels the need of making known to Louisa, the one who wants to live in my divine will, what I, Jesus, did and do so that the divine will could return to reign and dominate in the midst of souls. That's the whole reason for Jesus and Mary. The whole reason of Jesus and Mary to redeem mankind, are they to co-redeem with Christ, is so that the divine will would return and dominate as it did with Adam before the fall. So he says, you must know. This is a command of Jesus. We have to know this if we want to live in the divine will. My whole life was nothing other than a continuous recall of my divine will into their midst, the recall of the creatures into my supreme fiat, so much so that as I, Jesus, was conceived, so it symbolized the recall, the return of making it conceived in the souls who with so much wickedness had placed the divine will outside of their souls, and it recalled them to be conceived in the divine will again. So why was Jesus conceived? So that we could be conceived in the divine will. Why was Jesus crucified? So that we would not be crucified eternally in hell. That was our punishment. See, the human will was so against God that the only punishment that each one of us had by living in our human will was to be crucified in hell for eternity, never to get off the cross, but to be crucified eternally. And Jesus took upon himself our death, our crucifixion. And he shed every drop of his blood to redeem us. Why? So that we could be brought back into the divine will, sanctified. Now, this is not new. People say, well, the divine will is new and there's nothing new in Revelation. That's true. That's absolutely true. There is nothing new in Revelation. It all ended with the apostles, what they told us. This is sanctification. This is the life that Adam lived before the fall. This is not redemption. So there is nothing new in redemption. There can't be anything new in redemption. This is what God now is bringing about is sanctification. You know, the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. See, all the Pentecostals, all the Charismatics, they're praying for the spirit of Louisa. See, it has to be a human. The Son of God's job, the Mother of God's job, was to bring about redemption. Adam was a human. Adam was not the Son of God. Adam was not the Mother of God. He was a human. God breathed this life into Adam, and that life was to be given to us so that we would live the preternatural life. But when Adam fell, it took the Son of God, the Mother of God, to come to redeem mankind, Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. Now God has breathed this, the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary have breathed this life, their life, into Louisa. And so this new life, this life of sanctification, is what all the Pentecostals and Charismatics are praying for. It's the life, it's the breath, it's the spirit of Louisa. They don't even know this yet. And I've talked to many, many people, born again, and they just cannot. They think it's the life of Jesus and Mary, and it is. But it's through Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn, the little daughter of the divine will. That's how important Louisa is. She's a human that everything's going to be given back to mankind. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. That's how great God is going to renew the face of the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says, as I, Jesus, was born, so I recalled my volition to be born again in all human works. In all my infantile tears, crying, prayers, sighs, I recalled with my tears the sighs of my divine will, in the tears of sufferings and the sighs of souls, such that I, Jesus, did nothing in which they would not feel the strength, the empire of my divine will, so that it would reign in them. And that moved to pity by mine and their tears, it would give them the grace of the return of its kingdom. And this is, it's funny, you know, the two things that were the last two elections, the first one was change. Scripture says God does not change. The second thing was forward. And Jesus is saying, come back to me, return to me. We have to understand where we're living. The time that we're living in is in total opposition to God, where the killing of babies is the sacrifice to Moloch, which Scripture tells us is one of the most evil things that anybody could do. This what God is doing is He's allowing us to see that He has great plans, but the world is going in a different direction. You know, the new law, have they forgotten about Sodom and Gomorrah? What is wrong? I mean, are you throwing this in front of God's face, saying, try to stop us? Again, that's Scripture. God is going to stop everything. So he's saying to the devil, basically, you want the world? It's yours. I'm bringing my kingdom with my children. It's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You can have the world. And that's why our job is to let go of everything in order to embrace the kingdom. And the one who gives us the kingdom, Jesus says, the one is little Louisa. So why? It says right here, to give them the grace, the return of its kingdom. Even my exile symbolized how creatures were exiled from my volition and wanted to be exiled in order to recall my divine will into the midst of the poor exiled ones, so that it would recall them, would convert the exile into fatherland, where they would no longer be tyrannized by the enemy. See, the devil's going to be gone by foreign people, by vile passions, and have the fullness of the goods of my divine will. In my return to Nazareth, how well it symbolized my divine will. I, Jesus, lived in it hidden. Its reigning was in full vigor in the Holy Family. I, Jesus, was the Word, the divine will in person, veiled in my holy humanity. That same divine will that reigned in me diffused itself to everyone. It embraced them. It was the motion and life of each one. I, Jesus, felt in me the motion and the life of each person of which my divine fiat was the actor. That what suffering, what sorrow in not being recognized nor received one thank you, one I love you, one act of gratitude, neither from the entire world nor from Nazareth itself, because not only did not only my divine will, but also my holy humanity lived in their midst, that did not cease to give light to the one who could see me, to come near me in order to make myself known. But yet in sorrow, I, Jesus, always remain the hidden God. And again, that's today too. In every tabernacle, Jesus is there, hidden. And the churches are empty. You know, John Paul too said there should be adoration in every parish. You know, who's fighting for that? You know, it's an adoration in every parish. I mean, that's where Jesus dwells. He's there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Yet, he's abandoned. Such is the lot of my divine volition. Adam was created with the creative strength of the fiat. Adam was born. Adam was needed. Adam soaked in the divine will. It administers to Adam the continuous motion, the heat, the life. Adam will end his life in the fiat, and yet, who knows it? Who has recognized this divine act so continuous without ever tiring, that with so much love envelops the life of the soul in order to give the soul life? Almost no one. So here, see, this is why we're reading the Book of Heaven. The Book of Heaven has so many truths that as we read this, Jesus says, this book is the only book that will transform a soul. These are words that were dictated to Louisa by the Word of God. The Word of God, when He speaks, everything changes. Everything is created. So as you are reading these words, your life is changing in a way that, like what it would take a saint to do 100 years, you can do in one day. Why? Because it's Jesus touching you with His words. They're entering your mind and your heart. And as you read, your whole life is changing. People say always, I'm so peaceful when I'm reading the divine will. Well, it's heaven. It's Jesus who's speaking to you. And as you read, the more that you read, the more heaven you possess, the happier you become. My daughter, Louisa, to do good, to be the primary cause of conversation, to give perennial life to the creature, to maintain the order of all created things around her and only for her, and not to be recognized as the sorrow of sorrows, and the patience of my divine will gives of the incredible. But do you know why this patience is so invincible and constant? Because it knows that its kingdom will come. It knows that its palpitating life will be recognized in the midst of souls. It knows that the view of the great glory that it will receive being known, and that it is the life of every life, while it is the life it will receive every life in order to reign in them, it will no longer be hidden, but be unveiled and recognized. In the view of this, in support of so much ingratitude, that only a divine patience could support the proximity of so many centuries of so much human ingratitude. So Jesus says, it's going to be done. It's going to happen. And how do we know it's now? Like people say, well, you know, this could happen. This could be for another, you know, 2,000 years. Well, it can't, because of Louisa. Because of Louisa, remember, her writings were confiscated in 1938, and 58 years later, her writings were released. Her cause began 56 years after she died. 10 years later, her cause ended. Her writings are now back in the Vatican, and they've read them 3 times, and they've approved of the writings 3 times. But you see, the writings are so awesome that everything has to change. I mean, I just talked to the sister who just left the her religious order. And she's reading the Divine Will. And it's God is protecting her from that order, because God has great plans for her. She is, her whole focus is Luisa. Her whole focus is the Divine Will. And God is doing great, great things. It might seem difficult at this point for her, but I'll tell you, she is so in love with Luisa that she couldn't stay in that order. She had to leave. And it's a great order. But see, God's got great, great plans. And for each and every one of us, He's got great plans, such great plans for us, that the devil is trying to distract us. The devil is trying to make us worry, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. Our job is fiat. It's just let it be done as you say, Lord. It's to go step to step. Like this morning, I forgot to take my pills. I had to turn my car around, drove back. And when we got back, the light in the car on the other car that was left there was on. If we didn't go back, that battery would have been dead by this afternoon. But you see, everything is perfect. I mean, it's as long as we can say fiat, everything works out. And again, the devil will push us to the limit where, things get really difficult. But our job is to continue to say fiat and let God have His way with us. He has to test us. He has to put us in situations where either we say fiat or we swear. And we got to learn to stop swearing. We've got to learn to say fiat. You know, that's what God needs. He needs that from us. And then he goes, okay, let's see what you can do in this situation. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. Let me see what you can do. Where's your trust? Where's your confidence? And it's always a surrender to God. From Nazareth, I, Jesus, passed on to the desert where there was a maximum solitude of the greater part ferocious animals that deafened the desert with their roars that surrounded me, symbol of the divine will, that since the divine will is not known, forms the desert around the souls and the solitude that is horrifying and frightful. The good is laid waste, and the soul feels herself surrounded by more than fierce animals. That is, her brutal passions that sends roars of rage. This is what I'm talking about. Bestial furies, the cruelty of every sort of evil. My holy humanity went step by step, retracing all the sorrows that my divine will had suffered in order to repair it, to recall it, to reign again in the midst of souls. I can say that my every heartbeat, breath, word, step, suffering was the continuous recall of my divine will to make itself known to the souls in order to let the divine will reign. And it called them into the divine will in order to let them know the great good, know this divine sanctity, know the divine happiness of living in the fiat. So again, as you read, everything becomes a little easier. See, Jesus says when the chastisement comes, those living in the divine will, the chastisement will have little or no effect upon those souls. Why? Because we're going to say fiat. It's just fiat. Let it be done as you say, Lord. Jesus says that when the chastisement happens, the survivors, which will be very few, Jesus says, will be living in the divine will. He says the large majority of humanity will be gone. Those are Jesus' words. So something is coming that's going to be horrible. Jesus, Scripture says it's never been seen before and never will be seen again. We pray in the Our Father, at the last part of the Our Father, and deliver us from evil. It's the one translation is the day of evil. Deliver us from the day of evil. Don't let us go through that, Lord. It's going to be so horrible. That's in the Our Father that we pray every day. So, yes, it's going to get tough. But God says the survivors will be living in the divine will. Remember, Noah did not get wet. He did, and again, we've been consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We're consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We are striving to live in the divine will linked to Luisa. Our Lady says in volume 33, I think, that She's marking her children, and they will not be affected by what's coming. So again, our fiat is, okay, Lord, you know, let it be done as you say. It's total surrender. This is the happiness of living in the divine will. It's the knowing the great good, the divine sanctity of the divine will. From the desert I, Jesus, passed to public life, in which few of those who believe that I was the Messiah of the scholarly types, almost no one. And that's the same thing today. It's almost impossible to find someone of the scholarly type to say yes to Louisa, because they have John of the Cross, they have Teresa of Avila, they have Catherine of Siena, they have the doctors of the church, they have everything. They don't need to focus on this. I remember one priest in Italy said to me, you know, how many volumes are there? Because he heard, you know, and I said, well, there's 36. He says, who is going to read 36 volumes? I said, I am. He says, I will never read 36 volumes. I haven't got the time for that. Here is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, and he hasn't got time for it. How sad is that? Can you imagine him on the day of judgment when the Lord said, I offered it to you, and you said no? Your human will is so stubborn. Our job is to read for them. Our job is to live this for them. Not only our family, but for everybody. And I wanted to use my power to sow miracles in order to form for myself the people so that they would not believe so if they would not believe my words, they would believe the power of my miracles. They were my divine and loving industries that, at whatever cost, I, Jesus, wanted to make myself known that I was their Savior, because if they did not know me, they would not be able to receive the good of the redemption. Therefore, it was necessary to make myself known in order that my coming on earth would not be useless for them. Oh, how my public life symbolizes the triumph of the kingdom of my fiat in the midst of souls, that with surprising truths I, Jesus, will make known. See, everybody's going to know Jesus Christ. Everybody. And we're going to know him as our Lord and our Master and our King and our Savior and our God. He's going to be our all. I mean, everyone is going to kneel in front of the Lord. When he reveals himself, he's coming as the great and powerful God, as he is. He's hidden now, but we're the ones that are going to prepare the people for him by our fiat. In order to have the intent, I will make miracles and prodigies. Okay, he's going to do this. We haven't seen anything of how great our God is yet. I mean, he says, I'm going to make miracles and prodigies. With the power of my will, I will recall to life those dead to grace. He's going to bring, remember the boy that was being carried out with the widowed mother who was at his side on the litter? Jesus says, that's the human will. It's dead. It's dead to grace. He says, I'm going to bring it back to life. See, what God is going to bring about, read the three appeals. The first appeal, Jesus says, you know, you did not come to me, so I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to wage war against mankind, but it's not a war of blood, it's a war of love, and mankind will not be able to refuse me again. The devil's not going to win. He can't win. Jesus is defeated him on the cross, and now he's going to be crushed by the heel of Our Lady. And Jesus tells Louisa in volume 15, you, Louisa, will put the final crush, a human, on the head of Louisa, on the head of Lucifer. Louisa's going to do this. Our Lady crushes it, and then Louisa puts the final kaput. How great is that? He's going to prove to Lucifer that it's not going to be one woman. It's going to be two. Her, the mother, and the daughter. As you went after the only virgin without sin and seduced Eve, two women are going to crush you. How great is that? I, Jesus, will repeat the miracle of the resurrection of Lazarus. And even though They have putrefied in evil, rendering stinking cadavers like Lazarus. My fiat will recall them to life. It will not stop. It will stop the stench of sin. See, sin is going to come to an end. It will make them rise again in good. In sum, I, Jesus, will use all of my divine industries in order to let my divine volition dominate in the midst of souls. See, therefore, my every word that I, Jesus, said, and in every miracle that I, Jesus, did, I called my divine will to reign in their midst. I called the people to live in my most holy divine will. See, everything's ready for the kingdom. From the public life, I, Jesus, passed into the passion, symbol of the passion of my divine will, that for so many centuries had suffered so many rebellious wills of the souls, that not by wanting to submit themselves to the divine will, they closed heaven, broken the communications with their God, and they rendered unhappy slaves of the infernal enemy. My lacerated humanity sought death. Crucified, it represented before the divine justice the unhappy humanity without my volition. And in every suffering, I, Jesus, called my fiat to give the kiss of peace with creatures in order to render them happy. And I, Jesus, called them into the divine will in order to make the sorrowful passion of my divine will cease. Finally, death, that matured my resurrection. And called everyone to rise again in my divine fiat. And oh, how my resurrection vividly symbolized the kingdom of my divine will. See, we're going to rise in a glorified body. That's a body that will be eternally young. And this is not 1,000 years from now. Jesus says, I will rise on the third day. A day is like 1,000 years. The third day was the third millennium. That's why the Holy Father, John Paul II, says, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready. So, Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997, everything's complete. Our Lady said in some of the apparitions, great signs are coming. You look at, Signs and Wonders, I don't think it's Signs and Wonders anymore, but Ted Flynn put out the four blood moons and the eclipse sun, how this is going to happen in the next 2 years, from Passover to Sukkoth to Feast of Booths, Feast of Tabernacles, and then from Passover again to the Feast of Tabernacles. And in between those four feasts is the sun darkened by the eclipse of the moon. And again, that's what Scripture says. The moon will turn blood red and the sun will be darkened. And it says, look to the heavens. But if you read that article, it's a very good article. It's just showing you very clearly that things are going to change. So, I mean, if you're upset about the little things like, in Washington, you haven't seen anything yet. God is going to surrender everything. He's going to say to the devil, you want the earth? It's yours. You want the people? They're yours. I have my chosen. I have my kingdom coming. I have a new heavens and a new earth coming. You want the earth? It's yours. That's what the 3 days of darkness is. It's death coming to the earth. 3 days of darkness. 3 days in the tomb. God is going to say basically, to the devil, I'm going to prove to you that I'm going to win. You can have this earth. So if you're all your intentions are here on earth with the people that are your family, that's really limiting God. We have to let go of the things of earth. We have to let go of our family in order to embrace the kingdom, to bring everybody into the kingdom by our fiat. How do we do this? By linking ourselves with Louisa, reading, studying, and putting this into practice. My holy humanity, wounded, deformed, unrecognized, rose again, healthy, with an enchanting beauty, a glorious and triumphant. It prepared the triumph and the glory of my divine will, calling everyone to the divine will, and impetrating that everyone would rise again in my divine will, and from the dead to the living, from ugly to beautiful, from unhappy to happy, My arisen humanity assured the kingdom of my divine will on earth, and it was my unique and full act of triumph and victory. And this was befitting to me because I, Jesus, did not want to depart for heaven if first I had not given all the helps to the souls in order to let them re-enter into the kingdom of my divine will. And all the glory, all the honor, all the triumph to my supreme fiat, in order to let the divine will dominate and reign. Therefore, unite yourself with me, and let it be that there is no act that you do and suffer, that you suffer, that you do not call my divine will to take its royal and dominating place. And as victor, conqueror of everything, in order to make the divine will known, make the divine will loved, and make the divine will wanted by everyone. That's our job. Who has to know the divine will? It's us. Who has to love the divine will? It's us. Who has to want the divine will? It's us, for everyone. Your family doesn't want this. Your neighbors don't want this. Your co-workers don't want this. Your parishioners don't want this. They don't want it. They have their own misery that they love. That's their life. They love it. It's their job. What is our job? It's to know the divine will, to love the divine will, to want the divine will for everyone. How? By linking ourselves to Louisa. She's the one that was given this. And God has given us the opportunity to also possess this. Volume 34, January of 137. I have no idea. Okay. It must have been maybe one first of January 1937. Okay. I was thinking about the incarnation of the Word and the excess of love of the divinity that seemed sees that enveloping all creatures wanted to make felt how much they love them in order to be loved in return. Okay, so the incarnation of Jesus, the excesses of love, which we read for Christmas, are oceans enveloping, surrounding souls in this love so that the souls will feel how much God loved them. And then we can love God back in return. And investing them inside and outside, the continuous murmur without ever stopping, love, 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 we give, and love, 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 we want. So here is, it's the waves crashing. See, that's why I'm saying you have to see, you have to hear, you have to smell, you have to taste, you have to touch the I love yous that are all around you. We have to become aware of all the I love yous that are around us. And because that's heaven. And our celestial mother, Mary, feeling herself wounded by the continuous cries of the Eternal One who gave love and wanted love, was seen all attentive in order to reciprocate her dear Son, the Incarnate Word, her forming a surprise of love. And now at that moment, the celestial infant went forth from the maternal womb, and I, Louisa, oh, how I yearn for Jesus. And throwing himself into my arms, in all feast, Jesus told me, my daughter Louisa, do you know my mama Mary prepared the feast for me at my birth? And do you know how? She was aware of the seas of love that descended from heaven and the descent of the Eternal Word. She heard the continuous cries of God who wanted to be loved in return. Our anxieties and ardent sighs, she heard the moans at her womb. She often heard me cry and sob, and every moan was a sea of love that was sent to every heart in order to be loved in return. And not seeing me loved, Our Lady cried, even to sobbing. But every tear and sob redoubled my seas of love in order to conquer souls by way of love. But these seas, these oceans, converted for me into sufferings, and I, Jesus, made use of the sufferings in order to convert them into other oceans of love for however many sufferings they gave me. Now, my mama Mary wanted to make me smile at my birth and to prepare the feast for her baby son. She knew that I, Jesus, cannot smile if I am not loved. And that's true. I am not loved. I mean, how powerful that is. Nor can take part in any feast of love does not flow there. Therefore, loving me as true mother and possessing seas of love in virtue of my fiat and being queen of all creation, Mary enveloped the sky with her love. See, we can do the same thing with Louisa. Our Lady seals every star with I love you, sun, O sun, for me and for everyone. She envelops the sun in her sea of love and imprints on every drop of her of light her I love you, O sun. She calls the sun to invest her creator with its light, warming him. He, Jesus, would feel in every drop of light the I love you of his mama. She invests the wind with her love. In every breeze, she seals the I love you, O sun. And she calls it so that with its puffs, she caresses him. She would hear in every puff of wind, I love you. Oh, I love you, O my son. Our Lady envelops all the seas of her all the air in her seas of love, so that breathing the breath of love of my mother would be felt. She converted all the evils with her seals of love, and every darting of the fish in the sea murmuring, I love you, O my son. The fish darted, I love you, I love you. There was nothing Our Lady did not invest with her love. With her empire of queen, she commanded that everyone would return her love in order to re-give to her Jesus the love of his mother. So again, we can love Jesus with the love of Mary through Louisa. We can love Jesus with the in everything that's out there. See, we're going to learn how to pray this prayer. We're going to learn how to pray the round of creation linked to Louisa, but through Our Lady. I mean, this is something that's it's going to astonish you. For every bird, some trilled love, some chirped, some warbled love. Every atom of the earth was infested by Our Lady's love. The breath of the beasts came to me with the I love you of my mother. The hay was infested with Our Lady's love. Therefore, there was nothing that I, Jesus, could see or touch that I, Jesus, did not feel the sweetness of Our Lady's love. With this, Our Lady prepared for me the most beautiful feast at my birth, the feast of all love. It was the reciprocation of my great love that made me find my sweet mother in everything. It was Our Lady's love that quieted my crying. Our Lady's love warmed me while I was frozen by the cold in the manger. More so because I, Jesus, found in Our Lady's love the love of all souls. For each soul, Our Lady kissed me. Our Lady clasped me to her heart. Our Lady loved me with the love of mother for all her children. And I, Jesus, feeling in each one of Our Lady's love, I felt myself love them as her children and as my dear brothers. My daughter Louisa, what can love animated by an omnipotent fiat not do? It acts as a magnet and draws us, Triune God, in an irresistible way. It removes every dissimilarity with God. And with its heat, it transforms and confirms Louisa, whom God loves. You see, she's the one that does this. He's saying to Louisa, this is what I did with my mom, now I'm going to do this with you. It embellishes in an incredible way that the heavens of the earth feel themselves in rapture to loving Louisa. See, this is the thing. In volume 12, Jesus says, I, as God, love Louisa Picaretta. I cannot live without Louisa Picaretta. Now, if God says that, and we're reading that, then we have to say the same thing. It says very clearly, not only to love a creature who loves us is impossible for us, all our divine power and strength are rendered impotent and weak before the conquering strength of Louisa, the one who loves us. So we'll stop there. And we'll have the rosary at shortly, and then we'll have Holy Mass. So get ready for that. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.